From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Air Force flew two B-1B bombers over the Korean Peninsula Saturday, accompanied by South Korean and Japanese jet fighters. This while the international community reacts to news that North Korea has tested another intercontinental ballistic missile, and U.S. President Donald Trump criticizes China for not doing enough to discourage North Korea. The U.S. Pacific Command said the mission was in direct response to North Korea's escalatory launch of intercontinental ballistic missiles on July 3rd and July 28th. The 10-hour Joint Forces mission began at Anderson Air Base in Guam. U.S. Air Force bomber jets were joined by two Japanese F-2 fighter jets in Japanese airspace. The U.S. bombers then flew over the Korean Peninsula and were accompanied by four South Korean fighter jets. The U.S. bombers also did a low pass over South Korea's airbase before returning to Guam. Voting is underway in Venezuela for a controversial vote called by President Nicolas Maduro. Voters are casting ballots for a constituent assembly whose 545 members will be charged with rewriting the country's constitution. State television showed Maduro voting in a West Caracas polling station. Critics assert that only Maduro supporters are candidates and that they could revise the constitution to keep him in office indefinitely. The political opposition is urging a boycott of that vote, which leaves only supporters of the president to cast ballots. The opposition says the vote is fraudulent and has called for demonstrations. Maduro has banned public demonstrations through next Tuesday, saying anyone defying them risk up to 10 years in prison. This is VOA News. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says police have foiled a terrorist conspiracy to bring down an aircraft.
The operation is continuing. At this stage, four people have been arrested and a considerable amount of material has been seized by police.
A woman who said her son and husband were among those arrested has denied they had any ties to extremism. Senior police commanders say the raids were allegedly linked to an Islamic-inspired plot, although no specific details of time, date, or location have been revealed. It has been reported the raids were not planned, but were a rapid response to a tip-off received by the police. Additional security measures have been put in place at Sydney Airport and extended to other parts of the country. Authorities in Somalia say a car bomb blast in the capital Sunday killed six people, actually 10 people, and the number of fatalities still could rise. Several other people were injured in the explosion in Mogadishu. Officials say the busy road was the site of the blast. A target and motive of the explosion or explosion were not immediately clear. Al-Shabaab militants frequently carry out deadly bombings in the capital. U.S. President Donald Trump and key aides pressed lawmakers Sunday to not abandon an overhaul of the country's health care law in the face of the Senate's rejection last week of three measures to repeal or replace it. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said it was time to move on to other issues after three Republican senators joined all 48 Democrats early Friday to defeat a slimmed-down repeal of Obamacare, former President Barack Obama's signature domestic legislative achievement. Republican leaders reviewed the vote as their last best effort to be able to advance the repeal effort and negotiate with the House of Representatives on how to dismantle the law, coming after two other attempts after revamping the law were defeated earlier in the week. U.S. military officials have confirmed the death of four additional senior Islamic State leaders in a July 11th airstrike in northeastern Afghanistan that also killed the top leader of the terrorist group. The drone attack struck IS headquarters in the Kunar province, which borders Pakistan, and eliminated Abu Sayyid, the emir of Islamic State's self-styled province branch, or ISKP. A U.S. military statement Sunday said that the names and titles of the four slain terrorists identified as senior advisors include a sheikh and several others. The U.S. military confirmed Syed's death at the time, but could not immediately provide details. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.